The Minster Board of Education met for their regular monthly meeting Wednesday evening. The board voted to approve accepting the following donations: $1,500 from Matt and Annette Quinter for Chromebook computers for digital signage, $2,438 for the Youth Leadership Club's Red Wagon campaign from the following donors: Looking Glass Salon, Minster Dental, Minster Journeyman's Club, New Bremen Eye Care, Westie's Signature Flooring, Minster Civic Association, Minster Bank, Minster Service Club, Mike Lee, Jeff Boat, Ann Bergman, Mag Dews, Jim and Mary Ranley, and Randy and Kathy Watercutter. $977 from the Minster Community Fund for the elementary and high school PBIS programs. $400 from the Minster Civic Association for Youth Leadership Club, and $100 from an anonymous donor for the high school softball program. The Minster Board of Education recognized the district Spelling Bee placers: third place, Harrison Oaks, son of Matthew and Mary Oaks; second place, Parker Bruns, son of Rich and Angie Bruns; first place, Emily Webker, daughter of Brian and Julie Webker. Superintendent Josh Meyer provided the board an update on Governor Mike DeWine's proposed budget and its potential impact on Minster schools. Elementary principal Mrs. Mandy Albers provided the elementary report. She recognized Kian Link, fourth grade student, who was named the second quarter Spirit Stick Award winner and the Humble and Kind Award winners for the second quarter. Mrs. Albers also provided the board with updated MAP testing and Acadience testing results. She shared that kindergarten registration and screening has been set for March 27th and 28th. 7th through 12th principal Mr. Austin Kaler shared a junior-senior high school update with the board. He recognized Ashley Tyler, Naomi Hoying, Ty Hine, Lucio Mendez, Matthew Putoff, and Brogan Steffi for being named January's Cats of the Month. Mr. Kaler commended the FFA members that competed in the State Biotechnology Career Development Event for their 14th place finish at the state event. He also told the board about the recently completed blood drive headed by the Youth Leadership Club. Mr. Kaler also informed the board that all 10 of Minster's students had applied at TriStar were accepted into their preferred programs. Mr. Kaler also provided an update to the board on student-led conferences and high school scheduling. Elementary art teacher Mrs. Catherine Binkley presented information about the elementary art program and her students' experiences, including the upcoming elementary art show and how students have created online portfolios of their artwork. Treasurer Gina Selby provided the board with her monthly report. Mrs. Selby shared an income tax update with the board and provided the board with an update on the state budget timeline and process, along with the impact of Governor DeWine's proposed budget to Minster schools. Mrs. Selby also provided the board with a budget update, updated fund balances, and effective tax rates. During the superintendent's consent agenda, the Minster Board of Education approved an early graduation request for Isaac Larger. In new business, the Minster Board approved the following items: a three-year agreement with Public School Works to provide staff safety and compliance training, approved a resolution for the Ohio Department of Education and Workforce Special Education Model Policies, approved Minster students to participate in the OATCCC Indoor Track Championships. The board set the date for March's regular meeting for March 17th at 7 p.m. in the large group meeting room. The board approved the following personnel recommendations: accepted the following resignations effective at the end of the current school year due to retirement: Paul Winglewich, Ag business teacher; Linda Winter, second grade teacher; Peg Rindler, high school ELA teacher; and Sue Falk, instructional aide. The board entered into executive session to discuss the employment and compensation of a public employee and the purchase or sale of property. After the executive session, the board reconvened and scheduled a board work session for Tuesday, March 11th at 5:45 p.m. in the high school conference room.